This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the capital gains provisions in the reconciliation bill have become a hot topic, in part because they paint with a broad brush. While critics argue that the changes are a tax break for billionaires, the reality is more nuanced, especially for the agriculture sector. The provisions actually ease a significant burden for family farms, particularly when land is transferred from one generation to the next. With farmland value skyrocketing in recent decades, the relief comes as welcome news, especially for young farmers facing a daunting financial future. We'll have more right after this.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Kelly Wilford is a farm management specialist and says the provision is a step toward long-term stability for family farms. By becoming permanent part of the tax code, it provides clarity and predictability for farm succession planning. Wilford notes this kind of certainty can make a real difference when it comes to keeping farmland in the family.
There was a neat little provision about capital gains on farmland that got squeezed in. So it's going to become code section 1062 in the Internal Revenue Code. And what that provision does is it actually allows you to spread out any capital gains on farmland over 4 installments, over 4 years. Well, what does that mean exactly? If we're not dealing with estate tax, we've decided, hey, we don't want to hold on to all of these assets until the very moment we die. We're maybe thinking about transferring that land a little sooner and potentially with a sale.
Wilford says that the new provisions are a game changer when it comes to transferring land between generations. By easing a massive tax burden that once loomed over family farms, they make succession more financially viable.
Capital gains tax comes into play when we are selling an asset like farmland, and it is paid on the difference between the sale price of that land and whatever the owner's tax basis in that property was. For some of our farms who've held farmland for a number of years, that could be fairly significant. That appreciation that's being taxed could be, again, a big deal for those farms. What this reconciliation package did was it allowed farmers to make an election, again, that you could spread out that tax over 4 years. So it's not all necessarily due year one, but potentially an option to spread it out over 4.
Wilford explains how this can help family farms by citing an example she knows personally.
I'm actually going to use an example that a farmer shared with me earlier this year. His dad bought land in that area, I want to say it was back in the 50s or 60s. And at that point, there wasn't a lot of irrigation in that space. And so that land was only worth, the dollar number he gave me was about $3 an acre. And I'm wondering if maybe it was 300, but you get the sense of it wasn't a whole lot. Today, that land at fair market value is closer to $10,000 an acre. Because his father is still holding that land, his basis, what he paid was that either $3 or $300 an acre. But if he were to sell it tomorrow, he would be taxed on the difference between $10,000 and that original purchase price. And he'd be looking at probably about a 20% tax rate on that. So paying about 20% of that difference into the federal government. It's a pretty significant chunk of change.
For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.